Who do you help? And how do you help them? And why is it so important for you to help those people? Now, if you don't know this, right, if you cannot answer this mission statement right now, how do you expect others to buy into you and your vision if you don't know why you do what you do and where you are headed? Hello and welcome to the Mommy Millionaire Show. This is your host, Kayla Kraft. I am a mom of three, multimillionaire, master life coach, and money mindset queen. I am so happy and thankful that you're here. I am actually on a mission to help 1 million women make $1 million or more a year. That could be you. Every week, I'm bringing you inspiring stories to help you feel empowered to broaden your horizons, to gain clarity and strategy on living your best life. Over at Mommy Millionaire, we pursue our lives with purpose and love, and the riches always follow. So stay tuned because I'm bringing you episodes twice a week. I believe you are your biggest asset. So let's build you up today. Let's get into it. Welcome to Mommy Millionaire, the podcast for ambitious, self-made moms, both present and future, seeking financial freedom and generational wealth. I'm sharing five must-haves today for building your million-dollar business or brand. Mommy Millionaires, I want you to have all of the resources to build up your wealth and your business. And today, I'm going to give you those five must-haves for doing so. Number one, you must have a clear vision, mission, and values. So I'm going to break it down to you this way. A lot of you know my vision for Mommy Millionaire was to make 1 million millionaires. And that was 5 years ago, and it's really grown, and the vision has got so much bigger because now I'm like, why stop at 7 figures. Let's go to 8 figures. Let's go to 9 figures. Like, let's get women rich. And the mission behind that is to make sure that more moms have financial freedom. So that way they have more options for their children, for their future. And that's like really important to me because I believe when moms are like free and they don't have to worry about how they're paying their bills, how they're going to make sure their kids are involved in absolutely everything that they dream about being involved in, right? Then the moms can focus on pouring life into those kids and being vision casters for their children and living a life full of harmony, making sure that they're taking care of their health, their wealth, their spirituality, their career, and their family and their social life as well. So inside of Mommy Millionaire, I have a very clear vision. Everything we do in throughout the day is focused on making sure our programs, the systems and the processes inside of the programs will help people move from whenever they come in, let's say they're at 5K a month, how are we making sure they're on a progression? And this is what my team and I are obsessed with. This is what we talk about on a regular basis. How do we make it better? But everybody on the team knows the clear vision of what this business is about. It's the backbone of absolutely everything we do. So it's really easy to make a decision. So last week, I invested heavily into a new program that's going to help Mommy Millionaire grow. And I was on the sales call and it's like, I already know this is a heck yes because it's in alignment with my vision and my values. And I'm all about shortcutting the process. If you know something I don't know and you're going to be able to help me get there much quicker if I had to figure this out on my own, it's a heck yes. So vision forms your company culture and it helps you create decisions. Now, if you're like, okay, but Kayla, how do I create a vision if I don't have something big like you yet? Well, it all starts with values. What are the things that I stand for? What are the things that I will fight to the death for, right? Those are the things that you're passionate about. You could talk all day long about. You're obsessed with it. My values are family, right? And I also value wealth because wealth gives you options. And I believe that like when you have wealth, last week, okay, I went And I'm so all about organic and just doing everything holistic. So I went to a holistic dentist. You want to know how much it was for me to get my teeth cleaned? $1,300. $1,300. Okay. Did I flinch? No. I'm like, heck yes. Like I'm so happy to do this. Like I'm so blessed that I get to go to this type of dentist that does an ozone treatment on my teeth. And now I get to have my kids go to him. And I'm just so pumped about it. Well, hello, that goes back to my value of wealth. I have that money flowing in and it's helping me live a better life. And it's because I have valued wealth for a really long time in my business and in my life. So getting really clear on what your values are, from that place, then you can make a mission statement. And a mission statement is super simple. I teach this inside of the Mommy Millionaire Mastermind. In one of the courses inside of the Mastermind, it's called the M Mentality. And I teach you exactly how to craft this, but I'm going to give you a free tip right now because I love my podcast listeners. It says, I help blank by blank because blank. That's your mission statement. So I help moms by teaching them how to sell online because I know that if you can master the skill of sales, you will be rich. That's not my exact mission statement, but I just wanted to kind of fill in the blanks to show you all how to do that. Who do you help? And how do you help them? And why is it so important for you to help those people? Now, if you don't know this, right? If you cannot answer this mission statement right now, how do you expect others, whether these are customers or potential teammates on your network marketing team or, you know, coaching clients, how do you expect them to buy into you and your vision if you don't know why you do what you do and where you are headed? So step one, right, of having a million-dollar brand is to know where you are headed, have that clear vision, mission, and make sure everything you do inside of your brand is in alignment with your values. Step two. So step two is really about building systems and learning how to automate your business as quickly as you can. So one thing I've learned inside of building multi-million dollar brands is you cannot accomplish everything on your own. Like I know in Mommy Millionaire, I can do everything. I know how to do absolutely everything inside of Mommy Millionaire, but I know that I'm not the best at doing everything. And I want to outsource as much as I can to people that are experts at creating funnels, at writing copy, at doing all of that. Right? So trying to accomplish everything on your own is not sustainable. It'll get you to six figures. It might even get you to seven figures, but it surely will not get you to eight figures. And I know you're listening in to Mommy Millionaire right now because you're a big dreamer and a big action taker. And this is the skill that you must master, is to build systems so you can hire people to step into your job. That way you can only focus on your zone of genius. They can focus on what they like to do. So learning to delegate, and what that does is it helps you focus on other things in the business that are actually going to scale your business. So this can be done by hiring contractors. When you're a smaller business, hire contractors until you can have an in-house team. Build internal systems. So those look like SOPs. So standard operational procedures. So if it might be really easy for you to post in your Facebook group, but building out an SOP around what it looks like and what it looks like to make a Facebook post, what it looks like to make a Facebook post in a Facebook group, and spoon feeding step by step by step. So anybody can step in to that role at any time. This cuts down questions when you bring in new people, and it cuts down on time explaining things to employees and contractors that you're working with when you just start to build out SOPs. So when you're like, okay, I have a slow day today, go build out SOPs around everything you do, which leads to automations. So automate the task that, you know, maybe a software can do, that maybe some type of agency can do for you. So that way you're working smarter and not harder. There are a ton of tools and software out there for you to be empowered in this area. Number three, know your numbers. So, you know, I am working with a company right now. It's a huge celebrity-backed company. And I went into it and I said, okay, what are your guys? There's 14 people on the team. I said, okay, what are your guys' KPIs? And all of them looked at me like, I said, okay, hey, how are you measuring success? You know, what is the number you're looking at? And they're, yeah. So I was really blown away and I understand why this company I'm coming into is kind of like a sinking ship and I'm going to help them. I'm going to help them rise to the top. But you've got to know a KPI. It's a key performance indicator. This is the thing that you own in your company, that your employees will own and your contractors will own. So for example, I have a contractor for an amazing person who runs my ads. And his KPI is he knows he wants to get the cost per click down. Okay. And we're watching that number. And so he has that KPI. What are we doing with that cost per click? The second KPI that he monitors and that he owns is how many cold traffic leads are we obtaining as a company every single week? And so he, you know, as a contractor, sets intentional goals around what he could be doing to own that number and to hit that goal week after week after week. So we're moving the needle in Mommy Millionaire. So I wanted to share with you some numbers, some things that could potentially help you out as you're building out your brand and your brand as a business, right? Growth rate. So measure your growth rate. Now, this could be as simple as measuring your customer base month over month over month. So that means this month, if you have 5 customers, next month, are those customers repeating? Are you bringing in another 5 and have repeating customers and how you have 10? Okay, measure that and set a goal around that. Say every month, I want to have 5 new customers coming in. Something simple like that, that you can track on a monthly basis might be good for you in the beginning. I know for us, we're measuring that on a 7-day basis. We check our growth rate because we're putting a lot of money into things. And if we see it's going backwards, we got to stop and try something new. So we monitor that very closely. And the second thing that we see is a conversion rate. Now, the conversion rate we monitor by seeing how many of our cold leads that have come in are actually signing up for Mommy Millionaire. And obviously, you want to get that number up as high as possible. So that means if you get 100 new people to come into your email list this month, how many people from that email list are converting into customers? Know that number. Because if it's not, right, if it's a 0% conversion rate for that email list and you've been sending out emails like a madwoman all month, then you got to look at the process, your SOP, and see, okay, well, something isn't working inside of our process if we have a 0% conversion rate. Hopefully this is making sense. A third number that you really want to know and have dialed in is your customer acquisition cost. So this is the total cost in all labor and materials of acquiring one customer. So, I mean, oh my gosh, this adds up if you think about it. So I have to add in all my employees into a customer acquisition cost that touch certain things in this business. I add in the software that we use, the ad spend, all of it. Say, okay, how much is it costing us right now? And every company is going to have a different number, okay? Some people want to have a customer acquisition cost of $1,000 because they know that the lifetime value of that customer is going to be so much bigger than that. So I'm just throwing out numbers here to give you an example, but that is the fourth thing you're going to want to know when it comes to your numbers. What is the lifetime value of your customer? So the customer lifetime value measures the revenue that a company can expect to earn over the lifetime from a single customer. And you'll want to increase this as you scale. So, you know, for me, my lifetime value of customer is hundreds of thousands of dollars because there's room for people to grow up in Mommy Millionaire. Somebody comes into, let's say, a course, and then they, you know, they pay whatever that amount is, under $1,000. Then they want to join the mastermind, and that's a couple thousand dollars, right? So we're moving up, and then they want to join other programs that I have for elite investors or one-on-one coaching with me or VIP day coaching with me. What we've seen is people who do one-on-one coaching with me don't just do it for a year. They do it for several years. They want that ongoing support. So I can get really, really excited. This is also extremely important to know in your network marketing business because a lot of people don't realize that, okay, if this person orders their protein shakes from me for the next 10, 15 years, what is the commission I'm going to make off of that? And how much money am I willing to spend? Maybe I'm going to give free samples out to them. Maybe I'm going to send them gifts that are pretty and big for their birthday, if that is a big number. Number four for your must-haves for building a million-dollar business is you've got to find a way to finance your business. So most small businesses dive into their personal savings to start their business. But there are multiple ways that you can get started in funding. First one is maybe you could do some type of crowdfunding, you know, where you're on Kickstarter and you have other people come in to help you build your business. You can go out there and get venture capital involved. You could take out lines of credit from the SBA, you know. But my favorite thing is to develop passive income. So I make money while I sleep. Every morning I wake up and I've made money. And I've done that through partnering with a social retail company and of giving out affiliate links. For a long time, I've been doing that. And so all of that passive income, I have a system with my alignment plan. Some I put into my investments. Most of it I do actually. But then the other part of it, I go, okay, I'm going to use this to help me grow and scale Mommy Millionaire even bigger. So that could be something that you do if you have a podcast. You could run an affiliate code, a sponsorship through that podcast that is evergreen and get paid forever and ever on it. I look for ways to not take money from my family bucket, but to make that money, that chunk of cash that I need right there to put money into Mommy Millionaire, I'm going to learn to find a way to make it now and get extremely resourceful rather than taking it from my family. Hopefully that makes sense. I'm not a big fan of taking out loans unless the interest rate is extremely low. My husband is in the hard money loan business and, you know, they get you real good at 25% interest rate, but also, you know, he does it for businesses all the time that are in a pinch. Hopefully you're listening to Mommy Millionaire right now and you never get to that point. The last thing around building a million-dollar brand is you got to be consistent. If you have a passion for what you're doing, it should be pretty easy for you to get up in the morning and keep going, even when it's difficult. But I know personally for me, even there's some days where it's hard. It's hard when things like you've tried a million different ways to build this business and it doesn't seem to be working out. It seems to be getting harder. And their little voice will come in your head, well, maybe it's just better if you just throw in the towel. That's why most 95% of businesses don't make it past 5 years. But if you could see what God can see for you in your business and for your life, if you just kept going, kept pivoting, kept trying new ways of doing things until you found one that completely works, what would happen? What would your life look like? You've got to stay into that what if up thinking, like what if everything works out for me? There's a saying that ideas go to die where there is no consistency. Every entrepreneur has no shortage of ideas, but most entrepreneurs have a shortage of consistency. So you commit to being consistent, commit to being seen online, and have a belief inside of you that is unbreakable, that is unshakable by the world, by yourself, that you just believe and know that eventually one day your dreams are going to come true, that it's going to be even bigger than you can even imagine right now. So keep going and be consistent. Mommy Millionaires, I am so happy you joined me on today's episode. Let's recap. Number one, you want to have a clear vision, mission, and values. Number two, learn to outsource or automate your work as quick as possible. Number three, know your numbers. Number four, find a way to fund and finance your business that doesn't hurt your family. Number five, keep going. Even when things seem hard, it's because usually they are hard, but nothing in life comes easy or generates growth. You deserve this. You deserve the life of your dreams as long as you just don't give up. So if you loved this episode, please follow Mommy Millionaire on Apple Podcasts so you always know when I drop a new episode. And the most important thing, please leave a 5-star review of the show, sharing your favorite part of this episode. And follow me on Instagram at kayla.craft, kayla.craft. Thank you for joining me on Mommy Millionaire. Thank you for tuning in and listening all the way through on the Mommy Millionaire Show. Make sure to subscribe anywhere that you're listening to podcasts at. And if you happen to have iTunes, would you do me a favor and leave a review of the show? And of course, make it honest. I know you're going to give me a 5-star, right? That's the way that we get this message out to more and more people around the world. Remember, as you do that, whatever you wish to receive, you have to give it first. And so giving a review, you know, something good is going to come your way today. Take the time and do that. Plus, I know you're the type of person who wants to really help people live their best life as well. So you could copy this link, share it out there with your friends, share it on social media. Remember, people need to be inspired more than ever right now. And I know you can help me on this mission. Thank you so much for being a part of the Mommy Millionaire podcast. Until next time, make sure to go after your dreams by being the person you were truly meant to be. Wealthy, happy, peaceful, and full of life. Love you.